changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online show. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I'm doing awesome, Akina. How are you?
I am great. I am so excited about today's topic, making the next year the best year of your life. So today we're going to talk about life plans. You know, everybody always tries to start with a resolution. All of us have done it. But this time, we're going to try something different. We're going to make declarations instead of resolutions. And we're going to call them a life plan. This idea came up last year when I decided that I was going to make a lifestyle change. And I decided that I needed more than a resolution because, of course, resolutions, you know, they seem to always be broken. I needed an actual list and accountability system. So I decided to call it my life plan for 2014. And what I did was break my life down into categories. Of course, first two, of course, is professional and personal. And then I broke those different groups down into smaller groups. And I kind of put some different things in that I wanted to change into the areas that I was thinking about. And it came out that it was more on the professional end. There were a few on the personal end, but it was enough to where I could just use those two categories. So I made a list of all the things I wanted to change. And I put a timeline, of course, of December 31st. And I made sure that the goals were ambitious enough to where it would take time, yet I could still make some goal standards each month. So now, this is the kind of person that I am. I totally hate embarrassment. So that is a motivator for me. So what I decided to do is that I needed to post my results publicly each month. So I started out posting it on my Facebook page, and then I realized that I could get more traction and actually help more people if I posted it on my blog each month. And that seemed to be so momentous because as soon as I started posting it on my blog and I still posted it on my Facebook page, people start following me and people start asking me about the goal. Did I make the goal? Did I do what I was supposed to do each month? And that made me feel, you know, take more accountability for the issue and made me really decide that I want to go out there and reach for the goal. So now we're in December, and I am down to my very last post, the final accountability post. And I'm looking forward to doing that on December 31st. And if you want to see it, of course, it's on akinafinch.com in the blog section. But I am really proud of the things that I've done because I can actually see it each month. To see the transition, see the change. It's better than you just looking at January and December, but you can see each month and see your transition. And that made me appreciate it more because I could see the work that I've done. Does that make sense, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely, Akina. You know, I have a very similar approach to the way that I organize my life. And for me, you know, this year was certainly the best year of my life so far in the sense that I accomplished more and bigger things than I've ever done before. I mean, for example, this podcast was born this year, and our company was born this year. But the way that I approach my life is very similar. I like to break my life into 90-day game plans, so four 90-day game plans a year. But the reason why I pick 90 days is because studies prove that 90 days with the length of time it takes to form a habit. You know, a lot of businesses operate on 90-day game plans, on 90-day cycles. So I make a 90-day game plan for my life every quarter. You know, for me, mine actually doesn't start in January because I started just a little bit off sync, but I do something very similar to you, Akina, where I take different categories of my life, and I call them setting intentions or declarations, where I'll state these things that I want to do, and I will make them come true. And it's really about, like, not only making those intentions and declarations like you're talking about, but really seeing them through. So for myself, I have five areas of my life that I set, you know, daily, weekly, monthly, and also quarterly intentions and declarations. And those are my relationships, you know, my business, my finance, my health, and in community service. And I'm making sure that all areas of my life are in balance. You know, for someone like me, where I'm an endurance athlete, I tend to do a lot of things to the extreme. That's my personality. And you might have, that same personality as me, where you're saying, hey, you know what? Like, this is the way I like to live my life. Now, Akina and I were talking about this just on the call today, where, you know, I'm kind of a little sore right now because I ran a half marathon. And Akina said, oh, you know, you really haven't rested from your marathon. You know, are you giving yourself that recovery time? And for someone like me, you know, to me, my life feels very balanced because I know that I'm always working in all different areas of my life. Now, for someone else, they might look at my life from the outside and say, well, this doesn't seem very balanced to me. This seems like it's very extreme to live your life this way. But I feel like my life is in balance. So it's really about making sure you're looking at all areas of your life and you're setting those declarations and goals. So for me, like I said, I like to pick three declarations or three intentions in each of the categories. And I like three. You know, three is kind of the way I was initially taught to do it. I set three weekly intentions every day in each category, three daily intentions every day in each of those categories. And I set weekly intentions, monthly intentions. And they're all leading to accomplishing my bigger kind of declaration. So the smaller steps are really things we're going to do along the way. Because what you don't want to do, and Akina, and I'm sure you would really kind of be able to back this up, is make these, you know, quarterly declarations or make these, you know, monthly declarations and then wait until the last day of the month or the last day of the quarter to start working on them. You want to make sure you're really living your life in committed action and you're taking steps every day to reach your goals. Would you agree with that, Akina?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely. You gotta be on track, you know. You have to put in the work. If you don't, nothing's going to happen if you don't do the work.
Mm-hmm. And I like how you talked about really making those declarations public. You know, it's very simple when you make declarations or you make intentions or you have a life plan, things that you say that you want to do, if nobody knows about it, so just not do it. And the problem with that is that you're not in integrity with yourself. When you're not in integrity with yourself, your word doesn't mean anything. And it may seem like I'm being very dramatic, but if your word doesn't mean anything to you, that actually has a lot of consequences. Because when you say you're going to do something, you start to not do it. And what that really does is it sends this signal to the universe that what you say doesn't matter. So when you start making these declarations, you start making these intentions, you're putting them out there into the world, well, you know, if you're saying, okay, I'm going to raise, you know, one of my declarations right now is I'm going to raise $5,000 as a fundraiser for one of the books I'm writing. That's a lofty goal. So for me, if I'm putting that out there, if on a daily basis I was creating these little, like, kind of to-do lists or intentions, or I said I would do something, whether or not I was getting up early to exercise, as simple as that, or simple as, like, eating healthy and then kind of cheating, you know, if there's something I wanted to eliminate from my diet and I kind of have a little bit of a cheat day, you know, all those things add up and they make it so you're really not keeping your word. And if you're not keeping your word to yourself, the universe says her word is not important. So when I make a bold declaration, like I'm going to generate an additional $10,000 in income this year, or I'm going to, you know, enroll 6 people in my business and I'm going to help them to become 6-figure income earners, those things are not going to happen because the people, the resources you need are not going to be supplied to you. You're not going to attract them. So for me, it's very, very important, like Akina said, that you do make these declarations public. And it really does hold you accountable. You know, right now I'm taking a leadership program and I'm accountable to 8 people, you know, every week. And as soon as I get off this call, I'm going to be making my promises for next week. That's the terminology they use in that program. And what it is the 5 areas of my life. I'm going to be making one promise or one commitment, something I'm going to do to further my overall quarterly goal in each of those areas. And I'm committed to these 8 people. These 8 people are texting me and calling me on a regular basis, and they're saying, Jess, did you do it? And it really does hold you accountable. The other thing, when you make your declarations public or your intentions public, you know, what you're doing is you're allowing the opportunity for people who may be in your circle who can help you to be able to help you. You know, for example, I was at church and I went to brunch with another couple. My boyfriend and I went after church to brunch with another couple, and I had let her know about this project I'm doing. It's called Not On My Watch, and I'm going to be passing out at least 200 wrapped Christmas presents to the homeless in New York City. And I never knew this, but I started to tell her about my declaration, and she let me know that she happened to be working for the Department of Homeless Services, the DHS, in the city. Coincidence? I think not. The universe supplied, or we attracted each other. Now, she had said to me, you know what? One of the things our shelters really need is coats. We have no coats this year. For one of the shelters, we're 40 coats short. Well, the same day, later that day, one of my friends called me and said, hey, Jess, you know, I'm collecting coats. I want to donate them somewhere. You know, can you help me with this? So is this a coincidence? No, it's not a coincidence. The truth is, because we're all making our declarations public and we're all reaching into it, you know, the universe aligns. Then whether you call it God or universe, you know, I say God, it just put us all together. But you attract what it is that you require to accomplish those goals. Now, the woman who I had brunch with was someone I had seen once or twice, but it's no one I had ever spoken to before. But we both were attracted to each other that day because we had, you know, the universe put us together to fulfill our goals, what we both were trying to accomplish. And that's why we wound up having that conversation. And it's certainly no coincidence that of all the people that my friend could have called, that she called me and said, hey, I have quotes. Do you know where they can go? And that's really the benefit of making your declarations public. You know, I like to have a mastermind group. So I do put a lot of things on Facebook, you know, on my blog as well. If you check them out, you'll see all the time that I'm posting what I'm doing, and again, that is really to make it public. So I am held accountable, right? There's a lot of people who've seen who listen to our podcast, a lot of people who look at our website. So when we're making these declarations on our calls, or we're making them on our Facebook page, I mean, it's very public. I mean, there's thousands of people that are seeing it. But it's also about having that small group of people that are actually going to support you in accomplishing those things. To me, that's very important as well. Now, Keena, I know that you do a lot of, like, small groups as well, right?
Yes, I do. I love support groups because it's nice to have like-minded individuals going for the same goal. And when you hit a roadblock, it's okay because you have other people who are going through the same thing or similar thing. They can give you some ideas to get out of that hump and help you move to the next level. So, yes, I most definitely am in support of the support group.
Yeah, they're very good. So now let's talk someone through about developing this life plan. I have a feeling, although we're calling it different things, we're really on the same page. So for someone who's on this call tonight and said, you know what, I want this year to be the best year of my life, let's talk them through how to make it happen.
Well, first, I would say the first step is brainstorming. Take a piece of paper and put the word me in the center and write a circle around it. Then just write out all the words that you think describes you. So everything that describes, well, in this case, me. So you just write them all down. Write everything you think about. And then, on the next piece of paper, you write down ideal me. And then write all the things you think the ideal you should be. And then check out which ones match and which ones you may be lacking at the time. And those things you put on your life plan. You decide how much time you believe you need, and you can either do the 12-month program like I did, or you can do the 90-day program like Jeff did, whichever one fits your needs at the time. And
I love that, Kena.
Right.
That's
and
really
then
great.
once you get past the brainstorming and you have the different things, then you group them in categories. Start with the first two categories, which of course is professional and personal. That's the easiest grouping. Then if you need smaller bite-sized chunks, then you can break personal and professional into, let's say, for even numbers, three different pieces. And you put these in these different groups. So you end up with six different categories. Or four, judging on what area you have, but it's better if it's an even number. And once you do this, then you can actually see the areas more clearly. You can see the areas that you need to focus on if you just want to focus on each section for 90 days. If you do four, you can do each section for a 90-day period if you want to do a 90-day program. Or you can have each four set up in little blocks so that you can really focus on one goal a month for each section going forward. Does that make sense, Jess?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Kena, what I love about you and what I love about us as partners is that we both really go after the same thing. We're very like-minded, but we tend to approach things a little bit differently. Now, I do a very, very similar thing to what you're doing. I think I'm a little bit less visual than you are, so sometimes the diagrams, they can confuse me a little bit. And I'm going to kind of share with some of our listeners who, you know, a lot of our listeners may be like Akina, where they're really visual and they love the process. You know, for me, I'm very results-oriented. And I like my list. So what I usually do when I'm making my plan is I write out all my goals. And for me, it's really being descriptive about what I want my life to look like. And I have this ongoing journal that I keep. I guess you could say it's a journal. It's really a notebook. And all I write in that notebook is what it is I'm trying to create for my life. And that's for me, and this is very similar to what Akina's doing, where I'm drawing my different goals. Now, in my book now, I have actually over 5,000 goals. I actually read them. I read them every single day. And when you're doing that, it's very powerful because, you know, if you're writing now, I write all of my affirmations, and I call them affirmations, or I actually write them in the positives in as if they're currently happening already. So, for example, you know, when I was training to run the marathon, it had said, I am easily running a marathon. And now I've accomplished that. But it's about really kind of training your belief system and really putting it out there and attracting as if you already have it. Because the brain doesn't really know the difference of whether it is physically present or whether you're telling it is physically present. So, for example, in the area of finances is an area that I'm looking to improve in my life over the next quarter. It's a big, big part of my 90-day game plan right now that I'm implementing, and I'm reading every single day, I'm free of debt. You know, I am easily generating X number of dollars in income from my home business. So I'm reading these things, and I'm working on them on a very regular basis. So, you know, the visual is wonderful, and the process is wonderful. You know, I'm very much about what the results look like. And you may find yourself falling in either one of those categories. And it's great because, you know, both Akina and I have made tremendous strides in our life, and we both are really accomplishing all the things we're looking to do and we're setting forth to do it. You know, there's really no right or wrong way. You may find yourself coming up with another plan for yourself. You might say, okay, you know what, I sort of like this, I sort of like that. The whole thing that we really want you to take away from this call tonight is that, you know, you need to have a direction. And it's really like this 90-day game plan. It's like a compass that keeps you on the right path. You know, if you're hiking in the woods, and let's say you're hiking And let's say there is, like, I've done a lot of, like, backwoods hiking where there really is no path. You have to make your own path. And that's really, to me, what life is like. You know, we're all going through the jungle. And, you know, I was watching this movie, and I forget it was called recently. And, you know, they were using a machete and literally cutting a path through the jungle. And it didn't matter how they did it. It didn't matter, like, what path they took. What mattered is they kept going in the right direction. And that's what this 90-day game plan or a life plan, if you do a 12-month plan, or whatever plan it is that you come up with, you need to really have your eye on a compass. And you need to have your eye on the prize. You know, if you're just wandering around aimlessly, you're going to get lost. You're not going to have the results that you're looking for. You have to know what it looks like. And that's why Keenan and I always talk about knowing what it is that you want, you know, knowing what your purpose is. If you don't get it, you can't possibly live the life of your dreams if you don't know what it looks like. If you want to know, if you want to create the life of your dreams, you really have to have a very clear vision of what it is. You will not attract what you need to be as successful or happy as you could be if you have no idea what it is, if you have no idea what success looks for you, if you have no idea what happiness looks like to you. And you really have to clearly define and seek after those things. You know, what do you think about that, Akina?
Yes, I totally agree. You know, you have to have the motivation and determination behind the list, behind the declaration, because until you put in the energy and the determination, they're just words on a piece of paper. You have to feel the fire within you to make these things happen. You have to have the burning to want to be and reach your greater. And until you have that feeling inside, the feeling that you're worth it, the feeling that you are ready for the next level, those are just going to be words on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
So you
and
have
you know
to
what?
Have that direction.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, Akina, I would actually urge our listeners, if you're not ready, like really ready to stop playing small and play it big, and it's okay if you're not, and I'm not saying that in any sort of sarcastic way, it's okay if you're not there yet. But if you are ready to really make a change in your life, to really make this the best year of your life, then do this plan and do it in committed action. Like, do this plan and attack it like you've never attacked anything before. Like, make things happen. Light the room on fire if you have to. Move anything out of your path, but get the results that you're looking for. You know, just do it. Like, write these things down, but actually do them. And if you're not ready for that yet, and it's okay if you need more time, don't write it down. Like, don't make big declarations that you're not going to achieve, because what you're going to do is you're going to teach yourself that whatever you say happens doesn't really happen. And we said this earlier. You know, you're going to then that when you are ready and you start making those big declarations, they're not going to come to pass, even if you have good intentions, if you've taught yourself over multiple times of trying, well, what I say doesn't happen. And that's really why it is important when you're making a 90-day game plan or a year plan or you're making a life plan or when you're making declarations and intentions, they should be a stretch for you. They should be something that requires more effort than you're currently doing. They should be something that's a little bit more than, you know, what you already know that you're capable of, because if you already know you can do it or if you already are getting it, then it's really not, you're not declaring anything. But you don't want to set yourself up for failure. You know, don't set your sights so high that they're impossible for you to reach, because it's not going to be a good experience for you. If you pull like, and I know Keenan and I talk about this, and I have a tendency to do this where I'll pull these actually extraordinary numbers out of, for example, how much web traffic I want to get to our website or how much money I want to make or how many people I want to help. And I have to really realize that it's wonderful to reach for the stars, but you also want to set yourself up for success. So be bold and stretch, but just don't be so far out there that you're just kind of on a whole other planet altogether. Would you agree, Akina?
Yes, that makes perfect sense. And, you know, it's okay to ask for help as well. You know, if you are not ready to make it public like me and Jessica did on our Facebook page, you can have an accountability partner, just somebody who says, did you do that? Do you need some help with that? Or do you want to talk about it? Or do you have some ideas that somebody who would have some ideas to take you to the next level, or think about it in a different way so that you can reformulate the game plan? If plan A didn't work, you got plan B through Z that you can work to make this goal happen. It doesn't have to be exactly the way you thought it was going to be, because that's not the way life is. You have to keep your declarations and intentions open for when life happens. That's why you have a plan A, B, C, all the way to Z if you need to. But you're going to get it done. It may not have been the way you thought you were going to get it done, but if as long as you're determined and have some focus, you'll get it done.
Yeah, one of the things that are so wonderful about setting goals is how creative you get to be in making sure they come true. Like, you know, for me, if I say something like my word to myself is gold now. Now, it used to not be this way. I used to just say I was going to do things all the time and would start things and then not finish them. And now, like, my word is golden to me. And, you know, previously, you know, some of the feedback that I got from some of my friends or even colleagues was that I would say I was going to do something and not do it. And I recreated that this year. I recreated a different way of kind of being, of showing up in this world. And now, you know, just recently, someone had said to me, they said, you know, Jess, like, when you say you're going to do something, we don't even question it. Like, we don't ask you how, even if it seems far-fetched. We just know you're going to do it because your word is gold. And that's the way that you want to really show up. You want people to know that. But more importantly, you want to know that when you say something, it gets done. It doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter what kind of extreme, crazy, extraordinary measures that you go through, but make it happen. And that's really what it is. I mean, and that's really what we want you to take from the call tonight. You know, if there's anything that I want to leave you on, I know Akina and I both kind of have our own little wrap-up moments, and this is kind of my wrap-up moment for tonight. You are capable of doing absolutely extraordinary things. You know, have a plan. Have a vision. Get really clear on what it is you want, and then just go do it. You already are enough to create whatever it is that you want. God would not have put in your heart a vision for something that you couldn't do. So you're enough. Just go do it. And that's my kind of closing for tonight. Akina, if there's one thing you want to leave our audience with tonight, what would it be?
It would be decide what you want to do and then see it through. No matter if you have to start from plan A to plan B, make it happen. Do what you need to do to get where you need to be.
Absolutely. You know, we're both telling you guys the same thing. There's no dream too big, too lofty, or too incredible. You are enough. Just go make it happen. Now, Akina, if anyone wants to reshare this podcast, I know that you are our social media guru. If they want to get in touch with any of our other podcasts, this is your first time on the call. We have a ton of podcasts. You know, one of our most highly downloaded shows is What Is Your Purpose? And now we did a second call on purpose called The Power of Purpose. Those can really help you if you're not clear in your vision. So go back in the archives and look at them. Akina, where can they find all these recordings?
Well, of course, they can find us in the archives section of www.changingmindsonline. We can also be found on Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And, of course, you can find a lot of our podcasts on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our Google Plus account.
Very good. Thank you. And so, well, you know, next Thursday night, I believe, Akina, this is our last Empowering Women series for the year, our last call for the year, right? And this next Thursday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We are taking the Thursday of Christmas and the Thursday of New Year's Day. We're taking those days off. There'll be no podcast that day. So we are excited about this Thursday, our last Empowering Women series show of the year. We look forward to seeing everyone on this call. So thank you so much for everyone who called in. We love you. Go make it happen. Make this the best year of your night. God bless. and good night.
Good night.